Hey, here we are, TJ Fanaticos Podcast for the Fanaticos Podcast of all things podcasts. It's taken me a little bit of getting used to today because all of the stuff that we've been doing, I've been having to punch the buttons for and all of that kind of stuff. So,
you get the hang of it.
Yeah.
You get the hang of it.
I mean, I used to, when I was a nighttime disc jockey, woo, I'd run the crap out of a control board. Mm-hmm. Pow, 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 all over the place.
This one is
tight.
Is this one as difficult as that is?
It's just completely different. Yeah, totally. It's just like push a button and then bring it down. And back in the day, as the kids say, I was at microphones on, hit each thing, like boom, 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 firing them from buttons on the control board.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was fun. This is some old boring stuff here. So, my buddy Riggins there.
Hey there.
And we have a brand new list to start. It's a top five again, you know, a top five list. We can just rifle through it in 5 days. So today is Monday. By Friday, we'll be on to something new. How about that?
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So make sure you go to tjriggins.com/gift and use the promo code TJ. To get the 20% off of this cool phone wallet thing. It's the, they have other stuff too, but this is just the thing that I have, the handsome leather tight magnet, Wally Jr. MagSafe phone wallet. It's great. And, my wife has the Protege painless stilettos. Ooh. She has those. You can order those too, at tjriggins.com/shoes and get 30% off with the promo code TJ. One's a good gift for a guy. One's a good gift for the ladies. Come on.
Look at that.
Completely painless high heels, AKA stilettos. Do you call them stilettos or high heels or heels? Just say she's in heels.
I think I would say, no, I would probably say high heels.
You would?
She's a guy. Oh, she got high heels on.
Mm-hmm. I like a high heel on a woman. I'm not a big fan of a kitten heel, though. Do you know what a kitten heel is?
That with the toes out?
No, a kitten heel is a little, it's a more of a block, and it's a mid kind of thing.
No, I think if you're going to do a heel,
mm-hmm. Google kitten heel, and you see what it looks like. And I wouldn't pick you as a kitten heel type of person.
Let's see. Oh, no, yeah. No. I mean, it's just like, what's the point? You might as well be wearing flats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're going to do it, do it.
I mean, right.
You know, do it to it. Do it to it. So the brand new list that we have today is the top five things men need to have. Top five things men need to have. We'll get started on it coming up next.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Here we go. TJ Fanaticos Podcast, just blasting through your life like a runaway flying burrito.
Interesting choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. the category, brand new category for this week. Top five things men need to have. This one's not controversial at all. Some people may disagree, but I don't find it to be controversial, Riggins.
Okay.
All men need to have various sizes of ice chests / coolers.
You've been having that platform for a while.
Mm-hmm. A real man needs, you don't need as many as I have.
Yeah.
You know, I have a bunch of them because I love them. I like collecting them. But you need to have... I would think probably three sizes.
Three sizes.
Yeah, minimum three sizes. You need a big one for a large group, or if you're going to be out all day with your family, or you're gonna, you know, you're not going to be around any stores or anything. So you're going to say you're going to you're going to be at the beach,
sure,
all day. So you need a big one.
Big one
that handles whatever you need drink wise, sandwiches, whatever. Yeah. Then you need one that's more of a medium size, you know, pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
But then you need an individual one that's in case you decide you want to just take a snack or one drink along with you to work or something like that.
Yeah. And do they have to be hard shell?
No.
They can be soft.
No. As a matter of fact, the hard ones, like those Yetis and the ones that came behind the Yetis that are supposedly knockoffs or whatever, they are heavy. They're heavy. I have a Yeti hard ice chest. I think it holds 20 cans, and that joker is so heavy when you fill it up. I mean, it's just it's hard to deal with if you're walking a long way with it. But if you get a soft one and it's not a top quality brand, it's not going to do you any good.
No.
It won't do you any good. And you need to use ice packs instead of ice with it, because it'll leak everywhere.
I didn't think about that.
If it's not a top quality one.
Yeah. So do you have to spend a lot of money on an ice chest to get a good one?
Yeah.
You do?
Usually. Oh. Well, it depends on what you think a lot of money is. I think those igloos, that the one kind of like I gave you for your first one, Riggins, when you were a young fella, that has the, you push the button on the side and then you roll the top of it back.
Yeah.
Those are good ice chests.
Classic.
Yeah. Now, they're not going to keep ice as long as a Yeti would, or one of the knockoff Yetis, so to speak. But they're still good. They're quality. Yeah. It's usually those, like if you get it as a prize somewhere and it's a soft, insulated deal, those are not going to be good.
It's more of a lunchbox, really. Yeah.
Now, how many do you have?
Just the one.
You still just have that one?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think how many I have. I have one that... is, well, like I said, I got that medium Yeti hard one. I've got two Yeti backpack ones.
The backpack one was cool.
Yeah. And I got a Yeti, I think they call it a hopper or something, that goes on your shoulder. That's a little small. It's smaller than the other one, the backpack ones. And then I have a couple of igloos that are small individual things. And then, I have a giant igloo that's made with the more insulation, and also it'll keep ice for a couple of days.
Really?
And it's got four big tires on it that you can drag through the sand and everything. And then you can pull the handle of it out and put a table on it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it is huge.
I saw a guy, he did it from his pool, but he was like, I bring this out by the pool. And it had like a lunch tray on the bottom of the ice chest that you pull out, and it was like a charcuterie board underneath it. And then on top, it's the drinks and the ice, and then it's got a built-in like power bank for, you know, I mean, it was just so over the top.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It was
cool. I love things, ice chest coolers and the whole thing. Just like when our electricity went out the other day because of the storm. We had that storm come through here. First thing I did was save the enchiladas. My wife had made enchiladas the night before, and I love her enchiladas. So I said, well, we're not losing those. So I went and got an ice chest and put the ice packs in it, and I had a bag of ice in the freezer and just put that on top of it.
Olay.
If I'm going to save anything in there, it's going to be those enchiladas.
Hey, listen, not letting those go to waste.
No more than she cooks as it is.
Yeah.
Good Lord. But, you know, other guys would look at my situation and say that I don't have enough tools, which I'm sure I don't, but
maybe. But you do have a lot of ice chests. I mean, more than what? So they, everybody needs, how many does everybody need? Just one good one? Or do they need the three?
They need the three.
They do need the three. Yeah. Okay, well.
Because let's say you're going over to somebody's house. It's going to be like a couple's thing, and they say, just bring whatever you want to drink.
Yeah.
And the event is going to be for 2 hours. Like, you don't want to come rolling up in there with a big wagon cooler.
No.
So you want to go 2 hours, maybe 8 beers, you know?
Okay.
So you get a medium size and put ice in it and stuff.
Yeah. 8 beers, 2 hours?
That's, you know, that's plenty, right? Because usually you don't want to just get wasted at somebody's house.
Yeah, definitely not. Who would do that?
I mean, if it's that kind of party, then okay, go ahead, knock yourself out. But, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, I like this.
Now, there are people who, you know, where I grew up and all, have way more than that because they have some that they're used for hunting.
Yeah.
And fishing.
Meat chests.
Yeah.
Or whatever they call them.
Deep freeze. Yeah, but for the ice chest part, though, I mean, you know, they make those Yetis that will stretch all the way across the back of a truck bed.
Yeah. I've seen that.
You know, those things are really expensive. But when you go catch a bunch of fish, you're going to need the room for it. So there are some of them that are just used for that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, other reasons. But I'm just saying, if you know a guy who's graduating or getting married and he doesn't have his own nice cooler, that's what you should get him.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. So we're making a man out of you here today. When my daughter graduated, I think it was either college or high school, one of them, she got her first good, you know, ice chest that was really? Hers of her own. Yeah.
I don't think about women having ice chests, but I guess they should.
Yeah. It was purple. We got it because it was purple. She takes it to the pool.
Oh, nice.
At her apartment.
Yeah.
At her apartment. You know, she drinks like her mama, so she's got to have something all the time.
Please.
How that goes.
Bit of a booze hound.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, not all of the ones on this list for this segment are going to be non-controversial, just easing you into it with the first non-controversial item on the list of top five things men need to have. All right. We'll get to the next one tomorrow. Thanks for listening and watching. Love you. Bye.